By the way, this is a very playful vision of dancing skeletons. It's a children's piece, and you won't be able to help but hear in the background Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and other children tunes asserting their way and kind of rendering rather more user-friendly Sassoon's skeletal music. Listen for Twinkle Twinkle. That's a rather less frightening vision of our skeleton. And I would add that Camille Sasson was a Liszt-ian in his youth. This piece dates from 1886, so it follows Totentanz by 37 years. That's a considerable period of time. By now, this kind of bones reference is clearly part of the repertoire. Let us listen now to cadenza number 2, please. And I would read from your word score. The reason why I'm playing the cadenzas should be clear. These are the punctuation marks that give this piece a larger shape than the simple variations, of which there are many. There's a total, of course, of 16 variations in this piece. So the cadenzas become really very important for structural reason, aside from the programmatic ones. Cadenza number 2, beginning as it does at measure 393. Part 1. A series of violent trills and exclamatory chords continue the music, which concluded variation 9. Yes, the piano plays trills and then chords. Trills, chords, trills, chords, trills, chords. Alternates back and forth 4 times. Part 2, presto, very fast. Clattering, bone-like descent, which seemed to depict a skeletal grim reaper striding downwards to claim his mortal victims. And then we hear a fanfare, almost like a trumpet fanfare, but it's in the piano. Then part 3. Animated, quasi corny da caccia, writes Liszt, which means animated like hunting horns. A weird and incongruous hunting march based on the Dies Irae would depict the reaper's hunt for his mortal prey. And it is weird, folks, the juxtaposition of this clattering bone music and now this hunting music. But we have to ask ourselves, what's the story? The story is gross, it's grotesque, it's disgusting, it's wonderful. But we've got to hear these juxtapositions as being weird. Measure 447, part 4, aha! Death shows its true face. A terrifying, awe-inspiring version of the Dies Irae shatters the comic, bizarre mood of the hunting march. We hear the Dies Irae first, phrases A and B, high in the piano, and then low in the piano. All of this constitutes cadenza number 2. Part 2. Part 3. Part 4.